Lesson 4. Outcomes. Explain how to operate different types of hose lines, nozzles, and master stream devices. Applying hose streams. Firefighters operate hose lines and nozzles to apply hose streams to control and extinguish fires. The following sections describe: operating small hose lines, operating nozzles, operating large hose lines, staffing master stream devices, operating small hose lines. One or two firefighters can operate small hose lines, such as booster lines in 11/2-13/4- and 2-inch, 38, 45, and 50 millimeters, hose lines. Small hose lines can require additional firefighters when the hose is charged and there are obstructions to negotiate. One firefighter method for small hose line operations. Skill sheet 13-17 illustrates the one firefighter method for operating a small hose line. Assigning one firefighter to operate an attack hose line only occurs when combating a small ground cover fire, rubbish or trash fire, vehicle fire. Rekindle during overhaul operations. Two firefighter method for small hose line operations. Two firefighters are the minimum number required for handling any attack line during interior structural operations. The nozzle operator holds the nozzle with one hand and holds the hose just behind the nozzle with the other hand. The hose line then rests against the waist and across the hip. Holding nozzles equipped with a pistol grip is slightly different. Hold the pistol grip in one hand while holding the operating bale in the other. The backup firefighter takes a position on the same side of the hose about 3 feet, 1 meter, behind the nozzle operator. The second firefighter holds the hose with both hands and rests it against the waist and across the hip or braces it with the leg. The backup firefighter must keep the hose straight behind the nozzle operator. During extended operations, one or both firefighters may apply a hose strap or rope hose tool to reduce the effects of nozzle reaction. Operating large attack hose lines. Once a large attack hose line has been advanced to the fire, it must be placed into operation. The methods described in the following sections can be used with 21/2 and 3-inch, 65 and 77 millimeters, or larger attack hose lines. One firefighter method for large hose line operations. During exposure protection or overhaul operations, one firefighter may be assigned to operate a large hose line if a master stream device is not available, figure 13.52. To reduce fatigue during extended operations, the nozzle operator can use a hose strap or rope hose tool looped over the shoulder or reduce the nozzle flow if conditions allow. Except for limited lateral, side-to-side, motion, this method does not permit very much maneuvering of the nozzle. Skill sheet 13-18 describes the method for one firefighter operating a large hose line for exposure protection. Two firefighter method for large hose line operations. When two firefighters are assigned to handle a large hose line, they may need a way to anchor the hose line to offset nozzle reaction. Skill sheet 13-19 illustrates the steps for handling a large hose line with two firefighters. Another two-firefighter method uses hose straps or rope hose tools to assist in anchoring the hose. The nozzle operator loops a hose strap or rope hose tool around the hose a short distance from the nozzle, placing the large loop across the back and over the outside shoulder. The operator then holds the nozzle with one hand and the hose just behind the nozzle with the other hand. The hose line rests against the body. Leaning slightly forward helps control the nozzle reaction. The backup firefighter again serves as an anchor about 3 feet, 1 meter, back. The backup firefighter also has a hose strap or rope hose tool around the hose and leans his or her shoulder forward to absorb some of the nozzle reaction, figure 13.53. Operating nozzles. Because of the differing designs of handline nozzles, each one handles somewhat differently when operated at the recommended pressure. Variable pattern nozzles may handle differently at different settings. The nozzle's water pattern may affect the ease with which a nozzle is operated. At or above standard operating pressures, handline nozzles can be difficult to control. When water flows from a nozzle, it creates force in the direction of the stream and equal force in the opposite direction. The force in the opposite direction pushes back on the nozzle operator. The velocity and flow rate cause this nozzle reaction. The reaction acts against both the nozzle and the curves in the hose line, sometimes making the nozzle difficult to handle. Increasing the nozzle discharge pressure and flow rate increases nozzle reaction. The nozzle reaction that a fog nozzle causes will vary depending on its setting. When the fog nozzle is set on straight stream or narrow stream pattern, the reaction resembles that of a smoothbore nozzle. As the fog pattern widens, the reaction decreases, making the nozzle easier to handle. During interior operation, the nozzle can be operated while the operator is on one knee. One person can usually operate a nozzle on 11/2 inch, 38 millimeters, or smaller hose line. A 13/4 inch, 45 millimeters, or larger hose line requires additional personnel to overcome the reaction and maneuver the hose line. Handling the fog nozzle is the same as that of the smoothbore nozzle, figure 13.54. Information on operating hose lines during fire attack is included in Chapter 14, Fire Suppression. Friction loss. Friction loss is that part of total water pressure that is lost while forcing water through pipes, fittings, fire hose, adapters. When water flows through these items, the water molecules rub against the insides, producing friction. The friction slows the water flow and reduces its pressure at the nozzle. The loss of pressure in a hose line between a pumper and the nozzle, excluding pressure changes due to elevation, is the most common example of friction loss, figure 13.55. Certain characteristics of hose layouts, such as hose size and length of the hose lay, also affect friction loss. The smaller the hose diameter and the longer the hose lay, the higher the friction loss at a given pressure and flow rate. Friction loss in fire hose is increased by the following conditions. Rough linings in fire hose. Sharp bends in hose. Length of hose lay. Increasing pump pressure. Hose diameter. Friction loss is overcome or reduced in the following ways. Increasing the hose size. Adding parallel hose lines. Removing kinks or sharp bends from the hose line. The difference in elevation between the nozzle and the pumping apparatus causes elevation pressure. When a nozzle is above the fire pump, there is a pressure loss. When the nozzle is below the pump, there is a pressure gain, figure 13.56. Adjusting the pressure at the pump compensates for the changes in pressure due to gravity. Water hammer. When the nozzle is closed suddenly, a shock wave is produced when the moving water reaches the closed nozzle and stops with great force. The resulting pressure surge is referred to as water hammer, figure 13.57. This sudden change in the direction creates excessive pressures that can cause considerable damage to water mains, fire hose, plumbing, hydrants, fire pumps. At low flow rates, water hammer is minimal. At higher flow rates, the effects of water hammer increase significantly. To prevent water hammer, slowly close nozzles, hydrants, control valves, and hose clamps. Operating master stream devices. Master streams are usually deployed when the fire is beyond the effectiveness of handlines or there is a need for hose streams in areas that are unsafe for firefighters. Proper placement of the master stream device is extremely important. Master stream devices must be properly positioned to apply an effective stream on a fire, particularly when using a fog nozzle because fog streams do not have the stream reach and penetration of solid streams. While a master stream nozzle can be adjusted up and down and right and left, it must be shut down before it can be relocated. Moving a master stream device can be a time-consuming, labor-intensive process, causing the device to be out of operation for some time. Another consideration for master stream placement is the angle at which the stream enters the structure. Firefighters should aim the stream so that it enters the structure at an upward angle, causing it to deflect off the ceiling or other overhead objects. This angle makes the stream diffuse into smaller droplets that rain down on the fire, providing maximum extinguishing effectiveness, figure 13.58. Streams that enter the opening at a horizontal, or less, angle are not as effective. Finally, Place the master stream device where it allows the stream to cover the most surface area of the building, especially where there is a large volume of fire and a limited number of master stream devices, figure 13.59. Doing so allows firefighters to change the direction of the stream and to direct it into more than one opening. See skill sheet 13-20 for information on deploying and operating a portable master stream device. A master stream device can provide effective exposure protection to other structures. The most effective approach is to direct the stream at the surface of the structure facing the fire. The stream should strike the surface and run down. If the surface is wide, multiple devices can be used, or one unit can sweep the face and keep it wet. Master stream devices flow a minimum of 350 GPM, 1/400 liters per minute, which can mean high friction loss in supply hose. Therefore, it is not practical to supply master stream appliances with anything less than 221/2 inch, 65 millimeters, hose lines, except for small quick attack devices designed to operate from a single 21/2 inch, 65 millimeters, line. Conventional master stream devices may be temporarily supplied by 1/21/2 inch, 65 millimeters, line while adding additional hose lines. When greater quantities of water are required, a third 21/2 inch, 65 millimeters, or large diameter supply line will be required, figure 13.60. Some master stream devices are equipped to handle one large diameter, 4 inch, 100 millimeters, or larger, supply line. The operation of master stream devices consumes large amounts of water that accumulate inside structures when master streams are directed into buildings. This water accumulates on floors, and the building contents may also absorb some of this water. Both accumulation and absorption of water add weight that affects structural integrity and increases the potential for structural collapse during overhaul and fire investigation activities. Except for apparatus-mounted deck guns, deploying a master stream device and the necessary water supply hose lines will usually require a minimum of 2 firefighters, although more firefighters can accomplish it faster. Once a device is in place, one firefighter can operate it. When water is flowing, at least one firefighter should be stationed at the master stream device unless the device is being used in a hazardous position, close to a fire-weakened wall or near an LPG tank. The firefighter tending the device can change the direction of the stream when required and prevent pressure and hose lines from moving the device. If the situation is too dangerous to have firefighters stationed at the device, it can be securely anchored in position. Once the device is deployed, hose lines attached and charged and the desired stream developed, personnel can be withdrawn to a safe distance. If the device starts to move, the pump operator can decrease the pressure at the apparatus to stop any movement. Elevated master stream devices apply water to the upper stories of buildings, either as a direct fire attack or as a water supply for handlines. They can also provide exposure protection to endangered structures. Different types of aerial apparatus can deliver elevated master streams, most commonly quints, aerial ladders, and aerial platforms. Under a variety of circumstances, you may be assigned to operate an elevated master stream device or to support such an operation.